The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. November is the month of the Thanksgiving Day holiday in America. But why do we have Thanksgiving? We know the Pilgrims held the first Thanksgiving Day in 1621, which was the first harvest time they had here. They wanted to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for His protection and provision in this new world they had entered. They indeed wanted it to be a new world. They came here to start a new culture based on the Word of God, and that's exactly what they did. One of the greatest descriptions of the Pilgrims I've ever heard was written by Billy Graham in the November 2002 issue of Decision Magazine. I want to quote him at length. Dr. Graham begins, "Emerson once said that all history resolves itself into the biography of a few stout and earnest persons. It is appropriate at this season," Graham says, "that we honor a few stout and earnest Englishmen, the Pilgrims, who left their native land in search of freedom to worship God. This is a day of cynicism, yet no amount of cynicism or ridicule can take away what the Pilgrims did more than 380 years ago. The Mayflower's voyage to the New World was a survival test on a huge scale. The passengers had sold their possessions and had to work for years to pay for their passage. The ship had no heat or plumbing. Storms raged and a main beam cracked in mid-ocean. But after more than 2 months on the Atlantic Ocean, this band of 102 people arrived before Christmas 1620. William Bradford, their governor, wrote in his journal, "Being thus arrived at a good harbor and brought safely to land, they fell on their knees and blessed the God of heaven who had brought them over the vast and furious ocean." What a celebration they must have had. But just after Christmas, Graham says, a serious sickness broke out, and in the next 3 months, nearly half the Pilgrims died. Hunger and illness stalked them, but they never wavered in their purpose. Today, if these Pilgrims could observe our troubled world with its disillusioned outlook, its rebelliousness, and its erosion of traditional values, they would be not only dismayed, but also shocked. However, since their time, certain things have not changed. There is still lust, greed, hatred, and prejudice in the human heart. There is still persecution and war in the world. Dr. Graham then says, "With all the world's churches and universities, we would do well to go back to the church and the school of early Plymouth to see what those pioneers can teach us." End quote. Dr. Graham is certainly right, though we'll have to wait till next time to hear what he says the Pilgrims left us as an example to follow. It's sad that present public school textbooks and TV miniseries, as well as the news media, give us such an untrue view of what the Pilgrims were like. Either through ignorance or by design, the liberal education elite teaches that the Pilgrims were a little band of castaways washed up on the New England's rocky shore and just, quote, lucked their way into becoming the greatest nation in world history. That's not what great statesmen who lived closer to their time thought of them. Daniel Webster, who was one of the greatest lawyers America ever produced, said as he was reflecting on who the Pilgrims were, "Our fathers were brought here by their high respect for the Christian religion. They sought to incorporate its principles with their society and to diffuse its influence through all their institutions, civil, political, or educational." Are you doing the same? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars and how to contact us for speaking engagements, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again, www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.